This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. The U.S. Senior Open Championship tees off at Saucon Valley Country Club this week. Competition begins Thursday and runs through the weekend. I'm joined by Hank Thompson, Senior Director of the U.S. Senior Open. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, Brad, thank you for having me. Excited about it.
Hank, I am not a golfer, so feel free to school me in the finer points of the game. What can we expect here in the Lehigh Valley in the way of crowds for the Open?
I don't know that we really have a max number, but, you know, if we see somewhere in the neighborhood of 15,000 people, that'll be a pretty nice setting for our championship. And it also make for a nice experience for those people that are able to attend.
And those who can't make it onto the course can watch via the Golf Channel and streaming options like NBC Sports and Peacock. What should we watch for this year particularly?
Sure. I think we're excited to be able to welcome 156 of the best Champions Tour or senior level players age 50 and over. We've got a number of U.S. Open champions that are in the field, including Ernie Els and Lee Jansen. Colin Montgomery has won a senior Open before. Gene Sowers. And we've also got some rookies, per se, in the 50 and over set. Padraig Harrington, David Duval are joining us for the first time ever, so we're excited to have them. And we've got another past U.S. Senior Open champion in Steve Stricker, who won in 2019, that we're excited to have. So it's going to be an exciting group, and I think fans can come out and have a leisurely day outdoors and be able to watch some really great golf on a wonderful golf course.
Being an open tournament as opposed to an invitational means that you could always have the chance of a real outsider surging into the lead, right?
That is very accurate. That's the one thing for all of our open championships, whether it's the U.S. Open, the U.S. Women's Open, Senior Open, or Senior Women's Open, we have a qualifying option in play. First and foremost, you have to be 50 years of age by Thursday, June 23rd. And then if you're an amateur and not a professional, your handicapping index must be 3.4 to be able to submit an application. So you very well could have your neighbor or your colleague that qualifies for the championship. And we've actually got two Commonwealth of Pennsylvania residents that are hitting the first tee shots tomorrow morning, and Michael Molino and Dave McNabb. So anyone that meets that criteria, age and handicap, are available to be in the field.
Is it possible to summarize what makes the Saucon Valley Country Club so special? I mean, you've had the U.S. Senior Open has taken place there three times, right?
Correct. This will be the third time. I just think the overall property itself is an incredibly beautiful location.
Would you say it's a fun course, or would you say it's a tough course? And have you played it yourself?
I played it a couple times. I think the definition of fun on this golf course depends on how well you play or how much you keep it out of the rough. It is a fun golf course, regardless of how poorly I've hit it in the past, but it's also a demanding golf course. And I think anybody who plays, regardless of what level, if you're playing from the fairway, you have a better chance to score better. Those of us that hit it in the rough more often than not, we have to play a few recovery shots, and that may stack the strokes on top of one another. So I do think the golf course, for the membership who plays it on a daily basis, is clearly a fun golf course and one that they wish to play. It's not one that beats them up every time they play.
Now, there's love of the sport, but there's also some prize money involved, right?
There is. They are competing for $4 million. So there is that to look forward to, at least those that are professional. And any amateur, if they were to win or certainly place in the money, would not be able to receive that check. So they're playing for truly the love of the game.
Well, Hank Thompson, Senior Director of the U.S. Senior Open, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Brad, and looking forward to a great week here in the Lehigh Valley.
Our parent organization, Lehigh Valley Public Media, is a media partner of the U.S. Senior Open Championship.